Hey everyone, welcome back to Raw Thoughts from A. Today's topic is one that I know hits hard for so many of us, feeling like we're behind in life. You know the feeling? You scroll through Instagram or TikTok and you see people graduating, getting promotions, buying homes, traveling the world, or hitting milestones you haven't even started thinking about yet. And suddenly, you feel like you're late to the party. Like everyone else got a head start, and somehow you're stuck on the sidelines. I want to talk about that today. Why we feel this way, why it's so common, and most importantly, how to stop letting it define your worth, your confidence, or your next steps. And I'll be sharing personal stories, examples, and ways you can shift your mindset so that feeling behind doesn't paralyze you. Let's get into it. Let's start with the obvious comparison. Comparison is everywhere. Social media makes it worse. You see the best moments of everyone else's life and measure them against your full messy reality. We also feel pressure because society has created timelines. Graduate by 22, get your first job by 23, buy a house by 28, get married by 30. But the truth is, those timelines are arbitrary. And when you don't hit them, you feel like a failure. Then there's internal pressure. Sometimes the feeling of being behind comes entirely from the inside. It's the voice that says, "Why aren't you where you should be? Why haven't you done X or Y yet?" And that voice is relentless. Personal example. When I was 27, I felt like I hadn't achieved enough. Friends were buying homes, traveling, and I felt stuck in a rut. I kept thinking I'm late, I'm behind. But in reality, I was building skills, experiences, and perspective that would serve me in the long run. I just couldn't see it in the moment. Comparison is tricky because it's like judging your chapter 1 against someone else's chapter 10. You see the highlight reel, the perfect Instagram post, the award announcement, the exotic vacation, but you don't see the late nights, the setbacks, the anxiety, or the mistakes. Let me give you a real-life example. A friend of mine posted about getting a huge promotion. I immediately felt like I was falling behind. But later, I found out they've been struggling with burnout, stress, and personal issues. That post only showed one piece of the puzzle. The lesson here, when you compare your behind the scenes to someone else's highlight reel, you're setting yourself up for unnecessary stress. Your timeline is yours, unique and valid. You don't have to compete with someone else's journey. Comparison steals joy and it steals perspective. Instead, try to focus on your growth, your wins, and the small progress you make every day, even if it feels slow. Here's the truth. Life doesn't come with a universal clock. Some people marry at 22, others at 40. Some switch careers multiple times, while others stay in one field. Some discover their passions early, others take decades. Look at examples. J.K. Rowling published Harry Potter in her 30s. Morgan Freeman didn't get major film roles until later in life. Vera Wang didn't design her first wedding dress until she was in her 40s. These aren't outliers. They're proof that life isn't a straight line and that timelines are fluid. So when you feel behind, remind yourself your pace is your own. You're not late, you're on your path, and it's okay if it looks different from everyone else's. Another reason we feel behind is perfectionism. We don't just compare ourselves to others, we compare ourselves to our idea of perfection. We think, if I haven't done X by now, I'm failing. If I haven't mastered Y, I'm not good enough. But perfectionism is an illusion. No one has it all figured out, and chasing it often paralyzes us. I remember obsessing over getting the perfect job. I turned to opportunities because they weren't exactly right. In hindsight, every experience I had, even the ones I thought were wrong, taught me something invaluable. Perfectionism had me feeling behind, but the truth is, life is messy, and that's okay. So, how do we reframe this? Focus on the progress, not the timeline. You don't have to achieve milestones in the order society expects. Always celebrate your small wins. Measure your growth, not comparison. Are you learning? Are you improving? Are you showing up for yourself? That's more important than anyone else's checklist. Shift your language. Instead of saying, "I'm so behind," say, "I'm on my path." Words shape perspective. Instead of focusing on the house you don't have, think about the skills, experiences, or relationships you do have. Instead of stressing about your career, celebrate what you've learned and the steps you're taking toward your goals. Here are some practical tips. Limit social media exposure. This fuels comparison and anxiety. Keep a progress journal. Write down wins, no matter how small. Set your own milestones. Create goals that matter to you, not society. Talk to people you trust. Sharing your worries often reminds you that you're not alone. Practice gratitude daily. Notice what you do have instead of what you don't. These small steps slowly shift your perspective from scarcity to abundance. Now, life is long, and your journey isn't a race. Patience is underrated. Just because someone else is ahead in one area doesn't mean you're behind overall. Think about it. Someone might have a big career, but a messy personal life. Another person might be in the midst of a perfect relationship, but struggling financially. Life is multidimensional. Being behind in one area doesn't mean you're failing in everything. So give yourself grace. Take a deep breath. Life is yours at your pace. So the next time you feel like you're behind in life, remember, timelines are illusions. Comparison is misleading, and perfectionism is a trap. Your path is unique, your journey is valid, and your progress matters, even if it's slower or different than everyone else's. Celebrate the small wins, embrace your path, stop comparing, and most importantly, be patient with yourself. You're not late. You're exactly what you're supposed to be right now. As always, thanks for listening to Raw Thoughts from A. If this episode resonated, share it with someone who needs to hear it. And remember, your journey is yours, and that's more than enough.